Machine gun fire stitched down on both sides of Akira Kuranami, but there was nothing else for it but to keep running across the snow to reach the chopper. Kuranami ran faster now than he could ever remember running in his life, across the snow-splotched tarmac, through snow falling in large white flakes. On all sides of him, German gunships were going airborne, and overhead the Soviet gunships were making their strafing runs. His ears rang with the cacophony of the warfare surrounding him, but he kept moving. A German gunship 50 yards to his left exploded, perhaps the miniguns, or perhaps an air-to-ground missile. The ground under him trembled, and he was pitched into the snow. A black, yellow, and orange fireball belched into the swirl of falling snow, a surreal melding of fire and ice. Kuranami was on his knees. German gunships continued to rise on all sides of him, some beginning to engage the enemy before they had even reached a safe altitude. Kuranami got to his feet. He ran toward the nearest of the just-activating machines, its number the one to which he had been assigned. German maintenance technicians were trained for just such an occurrence as this, a surprise attack, trained to warm up the helicopters the instant the command to scramble was given so that by the time the pilots reached them, the machines could be instantly airborne. Kuranami fell through the half-open fuselage door.
I'm Kuranami. Where's the door gunner?
I do not know, Lieutenant.
Then you're my door gunner. Built in.
Kuranami moved through the body of the aircraft, then slid down into the pilot's seat. All systems were up.
Get that fuselage door locked open all the way.
He pulled on his headset.
Lieutenant Kuranami!
What is it, soldier?
I have only fired this weapon once before, and only for testing, Lieutenant!
Consider this your big opportunity, then.
Akira Kuranami reached for the controls of the main rotor. He thought of Elaine Halvorsen. A smile crossed his lips.
We're airborne! Now!
The German helicopter gunship slipped left slightly and began to rise, rotating a full 360 degrees, then angling sharply upward, enemy gunfire coming in along the portside fuselage as Kuranami pulled out more speed.
Don't wait for my command to fire! Open up on targets of opportunity!
Yes, Lieutenant!
Then do it, now!
The drafted door gunner opened fire. It would be hard to miss, Kuranami thought, zigzagging his way up to a better fighting altitude. There were enemy ships on all sides of them. Just over the horizon line, barely visible in the snowfall, fireballs were rising from Eden Base. The black Soviet gunships circled around it like a ring, missile contrails streaking from sky to ground. Kuranami changed pitch and banked to starboard, under three of the enemy gunships closest to him, rotating 180 degrees, activating his starboard missile pod. He fired the missiles as he accelerated away, and two of the enemy gunships exploded, the third exploding as he glanced back. Through his chin bubble now, he could see more of the German gunships rising from the base field just outside Eden, their miniguns blazing tongues of flame toward the Soviet attackers. But still, there was Eden Base. Kuranami increased speed, almost redlining. He could hear the door gunner as he engaged with the Soviet gunships trailing them. Kuranami activated one of the aft firing air-to-air, air-to-ground missiles from his portside pod, his targeting on manual where he liked it. A green electronic outline of a Russian gunship floated under his bullseye and away, then slid under again. Kuranami touched the fire control.
We got him, Lieutenant!
Keep shooting somebody else then!
Ahead, the topography surrounding Eden Base took shape. So did the ring of death surrounding it.